Shreeja, I said now.
Oh, sorry. Hey guys, welcome to Overflowing Testies episode 8. I'm Shreeja.
And I'm Blair. Whoa, it's already 8? Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, like, technically it's 7 though, because 3 never exactly materialized into anything. But whatever.
That's because John
has it. Oh yeah, John. John's stupid. It'd be really funny if he listened to this, but you know, he's all not cool. So anyways, getting to the topic of the week.
We have a guest speaker.
Yeah, we have a guest speaker. Ari, say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Yay, we have a guest speaker. Woohoo!
Also, guys, this is our first time. Okay, we're experimenting with a new device. Skype.
Skype, yeah. It's where you can, like, talk to people over the internet, through like, but it's like a phone. I can't really describe it, but we're sorry if it's bad sound quality, but we couldn't get together. We'll try to fix it.
Yeah. Like, maybe we'll do, like, old-fashioned Audacity every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, for good old episode 10, we could go back to Audacity just for one show or something.
True. I mean, technically, we are using Audacity now, so...
But, anyway.
Yeah, okay. Shreeja, what was the topic of the week? I already forgot.
First, we need to tell lawyers not to shoot us.
Oh, yeah, don't shoot us, because we are not related to Joe in any way, shape, or form, much to our dismay. And it'd be really cool if we were, but yeah. I'll go mope in a corner. Yeah. Getting back on topic. Okay, so Shreeja, what were the topics this week?
Okay, we have two topics. One is how Harry Potter has affected and changed our lives.
Oh, that's really creepy to think about.
Like, I know it's affected me.
Yeah, mine too.
And another one is Death Eaters and what they plan to do next.
Yeah, we've already mentioned that a little bit with Draco and Snape, but yeah, we haven't really talked about them.
Yeah.
I mean, we obviously know they're going to go and get drunk. So, besides that, we have no idea.
Okay.
So, how about we start with our special guest speaker?
Yeah.
How has Harry Potter affected your life, Ari?
Well, like, it hasn't affected me in a huge, you know, mega big way or anything, but...
like me.
Like, yeah. But, I mean, there's something about it that just kind of, like, gives you something to think about. Like, on days when I'm just, like, not really, you know, doing so well or whatever, you know, I'll just read one of the books or something like that, and it'll usually make you feel better.
Yeah. Like, one time I was, for some odd reason, I was, like, moving the Harry Potter books from my room to, like, the place I hang out called The Den, where my computer is, and I just happened to open up Prisoner of Azkaban, and it, like, 30 minutes later, I realized that I had been reading for half an hour, and I finally stopped. Like, I didn't even realize I'd been reading for that long.
When you read Harry Potter books, you kind of get lost in it.
Yeah, like in the zone.
You're like, I go in there sometimes to look up facts, and I just find myself reading and reading and reading, and I don't stop.
Oh, like, hard to put down.
Yeah, like that special topic you made me read the other night.
What?
It's about elves.
Oh, yes.
That, yeah. That was creepy. And disturbing. Yeah. But anyways, okay, how about Shreeja? How has Harry Potter affected your life?
Okay, well, at first, I didn't like Harry Potter, of course, and now I've become a better thinker.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I've become a better thinker. I understand those more Latin, thank you, J.K. Rowling. And, this is cool. And my writing has improved.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I write loads of fanfic, and it's definitely improved.
Yeah, I'd have to say that. I'm a really bad research paper writer, but I'm a really good story writer. So I'm pretty good at writing fics. I just never have time to write them because of stupid school.
Yeah.
I cannot wait till summer. We're halfway over, okay? We're halfway over. And yeah, on the bright side. And on topic of school, our exams are finally over, which is why we're which is why we're finally podcasting. It's the first one of 2006.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, like 2 days ago. I mean, not two days, 2 weeks. It's not school day today, okay? I have permission to be stupid.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. I have permission
to
be
stupid.
Shut up. We have off today, okay? It's a teacher work day.
The end of very, very, very long, comparatively, break.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, back on topic of Harry Potter. Now it's my turn. Okay. When I first heard about Harry Potter, when it, like, first came out, I'm like, okay, this is the stupidest thing ever, because everyone that I knew was reading Harry Potter. And since I'm always, okay, everyone's doing it, so I'm not going to do it, at least that's the way I was. I'm more just, what do I want to do? But anyways, so I didn't read it. But until fifth grade, our school made a deal with the movie theater. If we brought 100 kids in to see the movie, we would get to see it early. And during the school day. So, on the morning of November 15th, the day before it came out, because it came out, the Sorcerer's Stone came out on my birthday, we went to see it, and I wasn't gonna not go see it. I wanna skip school. I mean, seriously. So I saw the movie, I'm like, dude, that's really cool. And then 2 days later, my sister came home with the books. I think I've already mentioned this, but whatever, I'm gonna say it again. As she came... Yeah, so she came home with... where was I? Yeah, so my sister came home with the books, and she finally finished reading Sorcerer's Stone, so I read it. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. Chamber of Secrets, oh, this is even cooler. Prisoner of Azkaban, oh, Prisoner of Azkaban, it's really cool. And then I read Goblet of Fire, because Goblet of Fire had already come out. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is really, really, really cool. And so now Goblet of Fire is still my favorite. And I don't really like Sorcerer's Stone and Chamber of Secrets. Not much happens. But, you know, he's young. It's understandable.
Yeah. The first two books were more like character development than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I got hooked on to Harry Potter when the third book came out. Before the movies, or it was, like, really big or anything.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm a pretty old Harry Potter.
Oh, and I have good news, you know? I finally got my Half-Blood Prince back. It's happy. It's all messed up, though.
When Goblet of Fire, the book, came out, I was in London.
Yeah, I don't like you.
No, I hate you.
I don't like you anymore, okay?
Me and Blair are gonna run away together. We hate you.
Yeah, I'm gonna switch you out with Ari, because she's cooler.
This is just, like, a little editing note, but technically, Blair cannot kick me off the podcast, because it was my brainchild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to let you know.
All right? But also, like, continuing with how it's affected my life, my bedroom is officially covered with 61 pictures of Harry Potter, ranging from Sorcerer's Stone to Goblet of Fire, and I have four normal size posters. The other ones are about the size of a piece of computer paper, a little smaller, a little bigger. I'd say it's kind of insane. My mom almost didn't let me, but then I put my foot down. I'm like, no, I've got these pictures. They will go on my wall. So, now my bedroom is officially Harry Potter. It's very cool.
Harry Potter bed sheets.
What? Oh, yeah, I'm already talking to my mom about embroidering a black comforter for my bed with Harry Potter stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm already talking to her about that. It should be really cool.
In the middle of the black comforter, you could do, like, OP out or something really messed up like that.
What I might do is, like, one side black, and then on the other side do the four main house colors. So, I don't know. I haven't entirely decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to design it, then show her the design. So, which, by the way, I might need some help from you guys. Yeah. You can sign it, too. It'd be really cool.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. Our second topic was Death Eaters. So, besides the fact that we all hate them, what else do you want to talk about?
Future plans.
Well, they've already got Dumbledore out of the way, quote unquote. We assume.
Okay, I refuse to believe that.
I believe that he is dead, but he left a journal or something. Okay. That stuff he wanted to tell to Harry when he was older, but he never got a chance to because he was killed. It might have been planned to put Dumbledore at ease. I mean, Voldemort. Totally got the wrong. Yeah, to get Voldemort at ease, and then it'll be easier for Harry to kill him. But I feel like he's going to come back in some way, whether through, mm-hmm. like, stuff we found in his office.
Well, like, remember in the Goblet of Fire, the whole reverse incantation thing, like, his parents were basically there.
Yeah.
So what if the same thing happens with Dumbledore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like priori incantatum? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he'll come back. saw Dumbledore's portrait on the wall.
Oh, right, that.
That's so true.
So even though Dumbledore could be a counselor who's there, he probably wouldn't come back as, like, a life.
Right.
He's talking about Jackie.
He'll come back in spirit.
Yeah.
In one way or another. Oh yeah, like in the Chamber of Secrets when they tried to get him out, and then he's like, "I will never be truly gone until those here are not loyal to me or something."
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Whatever.
Okay. I think what the Death Eaters will do next is they'll try to destabilize the Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah. Because through the domino effect, that'll eventually destabilize Harry and get him really worried.
Yeah.
And when you're worried, then yeah.
I think
that's going to be a major boost in confidence to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still can't believe Snape killed him, though.
Okay. I think basically there's like the Death Eaters versus the Order of the Phoenix, and the Ministry helps, hinders, or blocks either of the two groups.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm formulating a theory here. Hold on. Hold on.
The main controversy is between the Death Eaters and the Order of the Phoenix. And the Ministry of Magic are these mercenaries.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good analogy.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my nice little analogy, theory, whatever you want to call it. Okay. So everyone's like, okay, Snape planned to kill Dumbledore. So he might have done like, what's it called? Oh, it's when you don't speak the word, What? Yeah, there we go. Non-verbal spells. Wow, I'm really stupid. Okay, but non-verbal spells. So everyone's like, oh, that's what he did. But really, Dumbledore could have planned. Like, Snape could have come to Dumbledore saying, I just made this thing with Bella. What should I do? And then Dumbledore could have used that to an advantage. He could have planned his death. He could have, like, with his hand. Like, he probably knew he only had, like, a couple months to live or something. So he planned this to make Dumbledore have, like, a lot of self... Why do I keep saying Dumbledore? I meant Voldemort. Voldemort.
Actually, I don't remember who talked to me about this, but they were talking about Dumbledore's hand.
Yeah.
And how they think that he used the Polyjuice potion to pretend to be Snape and do the whole bond thing with Narcissa.
That's kind of crazy.
And I was thinking, that's a possibility, but I don't... Like, did we ever know what the physical repercussions of doing that spell were? I mean...
Yeah.
Because when... If Dumbledore got his hand all screwed up from that, then wouldn't Narcissa get her hand screwed up too?
Yeah, but that's an interesting theory. That's pretty good, but that's like stressing too much on the fact, are there any physical repercussions from the unforgivable vow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe not just from the Polyjuice potion, but from doing the little spell thingy, Mababa. The promise? Yeah, the promise thing at the beginning of the first chapter. Along with Polyjuice Potion could have done something. But I would really like to know what happened to his hand.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about this budding Death Eater people? Like, are they really going to become Death Eaters? Or are they going to turn away?
Oh, you mean like I want Draco to do?
You can never tell with Joe.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, curveball
she has
much.
Done some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And by that, I'm talking about all the little Death Eater kids and not just Draco.
I kind of hope that they realize that... that's what I'm saying. Besides the fact that I don't care about the other ones, I really hope that Draco turns good, but... Not even good.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't kill Dumbledore, you know?
Right.
It makes me wonder if in that moment he suddenly had, like, an epiphany and was like, oh my god, this is wrong, I shouldn't do this.
Yeah. Like, I hate to say it, but I've read a bunch of fics like that, and it fits his character. Especially mine. But I really hope that, like, someone sits them down and is like, you will most likely die if you join Voldemort. And I don't care if they don't turn good, I just don't want them to turn bad. They can turn neutral.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like, just go into hiding. What was it called? I read a fic where they went over to the U.S. They were fleeing the war. Everyone was fleeing the war. I think it was based in Chicago with, like, some... underground name.
Yeah.
Basically? Yeah, basically, I just don't want Draco to die, and I don't want Blaze to die. I'm not sure about Pansy yet.
Cobb and Goyle and Pansy and all those, and that not kid.
Oh, yeah, Avery. What's his first name?
Theodore.
Theodore, not there we go. And then his dad's Avery.
Yeah.
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 I'm not good with the Death Eater people.
Just
make sure. I would really just rather them turn neutral. I mean, I'd love for them to turn good, but as long as they turn neutral.
I think Pansy might be neutral, but I don't think Cobb and Goyle are going to be neutral.
You mean?
I think that they're too influenced. Like, they can be influenced too easily because they're not very much like free thinkers.
Yeah, they can be cajoled into doing like anything.
Star Wars ish, but since they followed Draco so far down the path to the dark side, when he turns around, won't know what to do.
Yeah. So wherever Draco goes, Crabbe and Goyle go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe.
They'll go anywhere that they're led.
Yeah.
I think they're really, like, I think Crabbe and Goyle really represent the common people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those who don't have great thinking or, you know, insight on anything that's going on. They'll just go slow.
Yeah. See, what else about this? I just had something in my head that I want to say about Death Eaters. Crap, what was it? Hold on, give me a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it when I forget what I was wanting to say.
What do you think Voldemort's plans are? Does Voldemort consider himself a Death Eater?
Oh, yeah, that's...
I think he considers himself above the Death Eaters.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he's all that in a bag of chips, and then the Death Eaters are just, like, his followers. People that he's using to do his dirty work.
Yeah. He's kind of like me. If someone else will do it for you, why do it yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
I think the most distinguishing thing about Voldemort is he doesn't have the dark mark on him.
Yeah.
Like, all his followers do, but he doesn't.
That's interesting. I mean, like, it's kind of like the Draco, Crabbe, and Goyle thing. Draco is Voldemort, and then Crabbe and Goyle are the Death Eaters.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting.
Like the whole Draco Malfoy thing, it's like a downsized version.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I never thought about that, you know, Voldemort without the Death Eaters.
That's it. I mean, what would happen if all the Death Eaters got killed? Would he kill himself, or would he try to recruit more?
He would probably just, like, go into hiding and wait to recruit new followers later.
Yeah.
Yeah, like rally enough individual followers.
Yeah. I think we need to talk about something else.
We're going to do our little challenge thing.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, I'll give... Ari, this one's for you, okay? Large, noticeable scars.
We need it.
We had a challenge for you to send 3 clues for our character, and then you can email them to us, and we'll put them on the air. This one's from Dana, who you've already heard about. And this, she says, one of them's really random, one of them's not. Okay. The first one is, he has large... Blah, blah, sorry, read it wrong. They have large, noticeable scars in the order, and he has close friends.
Large, noticeable scars.
I thought it was
not
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
And I already said he by accident, so... He's in the Order of the Phoenix. He has close friends.
Oh, it's not Remus, is it?
Yep, it is.
Oh, yay.
Okay. Shreja, this one's for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Scary. Like, quote-unquote, scary. Okay, it's quote-unquote, scary. It's black.
Voldemort.
it's quote-unquote, dangerous. And it's on the cover of a book in the magical world and in the, like, in the Potterverse and in Muggle worlds.
Oh, I think I have a guess.
Gilderoy Lockhart. He's scary.
He's dangerous, but he's not black.
Black as in race or color?
Black as in color. Oh, yay, we have a new listener. I just checked an unread email. We have a new listener. But they didn't leave their name. That's sad.
No.
Let's see. It's RMAD. So.
Isn't it Demento?
No. You're getting close, though.
It's a dark creature. Okay.
No, not...
I think I know.
Not necessarily a creature, but dark.
I think I know.
Okay, whisper it while I go run get all six books.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Ari, what do you think it is?
The Thresholds?
No.
Dang it. I was excited. Okay, I'm going to keep thinking.
It's the Grim.
Black, quote unquote, scary and dangerous.
I got it.
What is it?
It's Dark Theater. Okay, no. It's the Grim.
Yep, it is.
Oh, you beat me.
Okay. Blair, I'm gonna give you one.
Okay, move a little closer to the mic.
Okay. Okay, this one is from Cameron from South Carolina.
Okay.
First clue is that this person was a Gryffindor student.
Okay.
Second clue, she caused Ron pain at the hands of a fellow student.
Hmm.
Wait, say that again?
She caused Ron pain.
Pain?
Pain at the hands of a fellow student.
That's odd. Wait, you
and
said...
The last
clue
makes it really obvious, so I'm not going to tell you that. Unless you start guessing.
I mean, okay, so they were a Gryffindor. Okay, well, that could be Dumbledore, McGonagall, any of the Weasley brothers that are already out of school.
Yeah, it could also be a current Gryffindor.
What you said was a Gryffindor.
Was
or is.
Oh. Well, then that's like just a bunch of people. I don't feel like naming all of them. Hold on.
Well, I'm stumped.
I mean, we got Ginny, we got Ron, we have Hermione. We've got, like, everyone. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I have no idea. That's so many people.
Okay, the last clue is so obvious. It's one of her quotes.
It's one of the...
One.
What was that?
One.
Hermione? I don't remember who says that. I honestly don't remember who says that.
You,
all right. It's not Lavender.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like you anymore.
There you died. You didn't guess it.
I couldn't think of her name. I was like, oh, it's her name. It's a color. I'm in.
Yeah, you do.
Blair?
Yeah. Okay, what do you want?
Okay, Blair has just had short-term amnesia. She didn't get the answer. It was Lavender Brown.
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay, now we move on to Ari's question. Or both of you guys can answer this. This one's from Laura, who's from New Mexico. Okay, this guy's wife, quote-unquote children, he is a family friend of Malfoy's.
Oh,
Lupin?
That guy.
Oh, shoot.
No,
Greyback.
Yes.
Oh, score. I remember this.
Greyback or whatever.
Yeah.
Go me. Uh-huh. Go me.
You beat me.
Yeah, but you got mine.
Blair got ours. It worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys can continue sending these in because these are really, really fun.
Yeah, because these are fun. And plus, you get mentioned.
So I guess then we're making this a little contest that's running from podcast to podcast.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, you'll never run out.
There are at least 500 characters in the Potterverse, so...
And you would know this because? You made a list?
I made a list.
Oh, wow.
I sat there and made a list.
That's just wrong.
And you do this when?
With one of my friends. I was bored.
Okay.
Who was this friend?
Are you cheating on Blair, Shrija?
What?
He's the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
The Lord of the Rings.
I like Lord of the Rings. I meant to
watch. People made a big deal out of Legolas. He looks like a girl.
He does. But anyways, back on the subject of Harry Potter.
Yes.
feedback. We need to thank all our lovely feedbackers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get names. Okay, hold on. I'll open up the inbox.
Okay. First, Hart
Tadana,
our very first feedbacker.
Yeah, our totally cool first feedbacker person.
Who's also doing transcripts, so we love her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then we have Allie. I think that was her name.
Allie.
Yeah, Allie from Sheffield in the UK, which is really cool. We have a person
Woo!
Overseas. It's really cool. And it's, let's see. It says that she's been really ill, and we've been making her laugh and feel better, and so that makes us feel special that we're helping someone get better. Yeah, we'd get your email. Okay, and then we've got Maddie, who sent us a WAV file that we haven't listened to. Shreja, have you listened to it?
Maddie's WAV file will be aired on the next show. We just needed to get the Skype thing worked out.
Yeah. So we'll air it next time. And so that's Maddie. And then we have, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, we have a new listener, but they didn't leave a name. So. Yeah, that's it. Challenge. Yeah, challenge last time.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, okay. We feel special.
This is kind of a sensitive topic.
What?
We're getting pretty big.
Yeah. Like, we have a lot of people downloading, so we're reaching our max band.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me check our stats real quick.
At my school, people actually walked up to me and told me, I downloaded your podcast last night.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Who?
Like, random people around the hall?
Jocelyn. Yeah, she was our guest speaker before break.
And I think Harriet.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry, I'm logging into Podomatic.
There have been people downloading this, and we've heard from quite a few of you, but it would be cool to hear from all of you.
Yeah.
Listeners.
It just descended like a penny. But yeah, we're gonna set up a PayPal account soon.
Yeah, and basically our hoster is making us pay. So we're not one of those students that goes around and begs for money every 5 minutes. If you just wanna tip us, you can tip us.
I mean, just seriously, just a penny.
Yeah, that works.
Or dollar, whichever works for you.
And
20 works too.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel like.
OPTeamOut? Is that it?
OPTeamOut
at
Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. Right. Overflowing pen sieves. Oh, right.
At hotmail.com.
Yeah, overflowing underscore pen sieves at hotmail.com. But we shortened it because that's hard to spell. But it says. Okay, it says we had 49 subscribers yesterday. So, how many downloads? We had 32 downloads. Oh, the big number is feed views. Retrieved by a podcatcher. It says feed views are the number of times your RSS. 150. Yeah. We've been in the hundreds for at least a week.
Yeah,
and see, we don't want to have to cancel our show. So, we have to upgrade soon.
It would be so cool if everybody who listened to our show actually gave us feedback.
Yeah, feedback. I mean, we know you're downloading it, so you might as well just go ahead and say hi. I mean, all you have to do is say hi, love the show, and leave your name, and then we can mention you.
And you can feel happy with that.
Yeah.
Come on, you're 2 seconds of fame. It's worth it.
Yeah. Well, Maddie commented on it. Yeah. It has a bunch of dots in the background. So if you see that, you got it right. If you don't see that, you didn't get it right. What? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Not feeling too good. Our AIM name, our AOL Instant Messenger screen name, is the OP team. And you can just spell it like that. It'll change if you got it wrong. But anyways, it's the OP team for our AIM. So normally Street is on, because I think, oh, I forgot to link my screen name back to it. Oops. I'll be doing that soon. So yeah, I'm like always on. So you can just leave a message saying, hey, love the show.
And this is like a really more convenient way of letting us know what you think, because you can just type the OP team, hi, love the show, my name is blank, yada yada yada, bye. Well, some of you who have already talked to us in the past couple of days know about it, but we're starting a contest, and you know, this is actually one of those contests that you want to do, and it'd be really fun to do, and you should do it. So,
huh? Have you not told me about this?
Yes, I told you.
When? Yeah, because with Skype now, you can be on the show.
Yeah, with Skype, you can be on the show.
No matter where you are.
Okay, so it's a basic prompt. Just tell us why you want to be on the show. And at the end of the period, we'll probably pick the best two or three, and we'll Skype them.
Right.
And that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Fun.
Right.
So
I mean, we all have school. We all don't like school, or most of us don't like school. So we know how pressed for time you can be.
Yeah.
Especially since we just finished. Yeah. I mean, we all know how time-consuming school can be, seeing as we... But yeah, that's totally off topic. So...
No.
Yeah, I have all the tickets right here on my board. I've got like a little cork board. It's covered. And like, I've got Harry Potter candy wrappers. I've got Pirates of the Caribbean stuff. I've got little pictures of my dog. I've got phone number.
I have a bunch of pictures of my pen pal in Germany.
Oh, yeah, see, we need to make all our feedbacker person people like our pen pals, because that would be really cool.
Maybe I can send her name is. Her name's Dorothea Lorenz, and she lives in Germany, like Hof, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the next time, I haven't written her in a long time. Maybe the next time I write her, I'll tell her if she wants to tune in. She's still like working on her English.
Oh, okay.
But it's cool. I feel bad though, because I can't speak German. I speak Spanish.
Oh.
So I'm like, yeah, I wish I could talk to you in German, but I can't.
Can't you use like
I could say, wie geht's, ich Ihnen.
Can't you translate? Use a translator?
Translators tend to get bad grammar.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't pay attention to a lot of the rules. They just, like, do translating words, and that's about it.
Oh, okay. Street, are you back? But anyways, I think this is about all we have for our show. I'm Blair. You'll say your name, and then we'll all say OP out.
Okay. Secret. Out.
Yeah, but it'll... Street, are you back? Okay, so that's about all we have for today. Yeah, we're sorry if it's really bad sound quality. Just tell us and we won't do it anymore. So, that's so not true. But within reason.
Within reason.
Within reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bold, underlined,
italics,
letters.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm Blair.
I'm Shreja.
I'm Ari.
OP out.
Okay, since we recorded this thing with Skype and we didn't know exactly how it would work out, really sorry for all the little volume differences between our voices, but we fixed all the kinks, and we will have a better show next time. So I won't deprive you of our beautiful bloopers.
Let's do that again. Hold on. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. OP out. Oh, it's still not working, people. Let's try this again. We can edit it out. Okay. 1, 2. We say on 3. 1, 2, 3. OP out. This still sucks. This is annoying.